Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We get a game five in the World Series. Thank goodness. The New York Yankees avoided the sweep last night at home. 11-4, the dam broke against the Dodgers. But how about that Freddie Freeman? Six straight World Series with the home run.
Still pretty good.
Oh, my goodness. It is so fun. When you get a guy who is on a heater and a guy who's just locked in like that, where every time he steps to the plate, you expect greatness to happen, and then he delivers in almost relatively quickly in every account, right? After game one, I think everybody, when you have a walk-off grand slam and everybody's like, well, that's three straight World Series games that, dating back to his days in Atlanta, Freddie Freeman's hit a home run. Everybody just starts expecting it, and then the dude just lives up to the billing time and time again. That is the greatness of sports. It's like Dame late in a game,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, Freddie Freeman doing this, six straight home runs, all-time record, and then also having...
Is that good?
Yeah, that's it's insane. Six straight games with a home run in the World Series, which, number one, it shows you his ability to get back to the World Series, but also the only walk-off grand slam in the history of the World Series. Like, you're doing things on the biggest stage in your sport that literally nobody else has done, and the World Series has been around for 120 years.
Yeah.
So when you're doing something in a sport that's been around that long, that just shows you just how rare of an error it is.
Yeah.
And how he's solidified himself. I mean, he's already a Hall of Famer. When you're an MVP and a World Series winner, you're going to find your way there. But now he's solidified himself as a absolute no doubter, like, you know, not a Mount Rushmore guy, but like sitting up on the top of Mount Olympus, as it were, a you know, Greek god status of baseball.
He is at that point, and look, he is worthy of Hall of Fame prior to this. But I mean, then you have these moments, you have these clutch postseason moments. He is now becoming surefire, no doubt. But in that game, it wasn't just Freddie Freeman getting the Dodgers out to an early 2-0 lead with the first inning home run. It was what happened in the bottom of the first inning that Yankee fans are saying is the spark to what could be the most improbable comeback of all time. And it is based off of, I think everybody can agree, one of the most idiotic moments of all time. Bottom of the first inning, no outs, Gleyber Torres up to bat, a fly ball into foul territory down the right field line. Mookie Betts goes up for this ball.
Drive right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out and fan interference.
Joe Davis on the call for Fox last night.
Pretty innocuous call there, considering what happened.
Boy, Joe Davis, though, in the moment, I could feel John Smoltz in his anger without saying a word. Because Joe Davis was like, oh, yeah, look at that fan. He's wrestling with Mookie Betts. Grabs Mookie Betts' glove and just starts raking at it.
Just has the jaws of life on it.
Meanwhile, his bro wearing sunglasses in at 8:30 at night in New York grabs Mookie's throwing hand and is like holding him up, and they're just raking at the ball, and they finally pop it out and they're like, what, he dropped the ball?
And that dude, he looked like the most Yankee fan of Yankee fans ever
you've ever seen. Yeah,
just, and I believe I saw in the ESPN article the guy's name was like Joey Capobianco.
No, it's Austin
Capobianco.
It's Austin Capobianco.
Yeah,
and he's the most New York fan of New York fans
yes
that you could ever expect. And did you see his reaction when the umpire came down the line? The umpire starts to talk to him about, like, what, like, dude, you're out of here. You can't do that. And he was like, what? He came into the stands. Like it's almost his territory. Like, it was totally fine for him to rip the ball out of the glove. At that point, I was just like, oh, boy. And that is the worst of fans. If Mookie Betts, like, cussing him out, dude, this guy's lucky that that's all that happened with Mookie Betts. Because when you grab him by the wrist and his buddy tries to hold him into the stands and hold off his offhand with the other one, dude, all bets are off at that point.
Yeah.
Imagine if that had happened courtside at an NBA game.
Yeah, Ron Artest is tearing your head off and spitting down your neck.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the NBA, popcorn. Remember popcorn getting dumped on? Like, that was, people were calling for assault on that. This dude, Capobianco, actually grabbed Mookie Betts and tried to hold him in and pull him into the stands to get the ball out, right? And on the surface, and I think we can all agree, like, that's the worst of fandom, right? It's like you're actually trying to interfere with the game, and this isn't like, you know, remember Orioles kid who pulled one over the fence?
Yeah, Jeffrey... Yeah. Jeffrey, what was it? But it was Tony Tarasco that he interfered with.
Yeah, but that was, like, you know, an innocent mistake. Steve Bartman, right? That's a guy who made a mistake, and he got exiled from Chicago as a city as a whole, had to change his identity.
That's tough.
Right? But that was, like, something that was innocent and accidental. This
As opposed to... the most purposeful version of this we've ever seen.
This was totally intentional.
Egregious.
Totally intentional. And it also is like, isn't that what being a fan is? Like, fanatical? Being irrational about your team and being irrational about the moment, right? That's what being a fan is.
I feel like there are maybe like two or three other cities where or baseball towns where you could see this happening. Los Angeles, I don't believe, is one of them. Boston, sure. Philly, absolutely.
Yeah.
And maybe like a Chicago. But outside of that, you know, it's like, I mean, I can't see this happening in Pittsburgh or in Miami.
I think when you go Chicago, the south side of Chicago, like, Cubs fans have such PTSD from Bartman.
Yeah, yes.
They don't want anybody being in... They don't want any glove entering the field of play at any time.
Well, but the south side, they just don't want to win 100 or lose 121 games again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. The thing that was amazing to me out of it was the reaction to and how actually split it was, but amongst Yankee fans and the rest of the public, because people were asking for them to be barred from baseball stadiums across the country for life, right?
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, it's obviously the Yankees were like, eh, it's fine. Until then, Major League Baseball forced them to keep them out.
Well, and it was, look, if it was just a thing where you tried to go and reach for the ball and such, but it was, I didn't see the video until this morning when I got here.
Oh, he jaws of life.
And I looked, and yeah, and that's, no, and I think he absolutely should be barred from every stadium in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and what they're saying and from the Yankee statement is that the fans will not be permitted to attend tonight's game in any capacity for their egregious and unacceptable incident with Mookie Betts, right?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's just tonight.
Well, it's a starting point. You got to at least start with that, and then go back and review and look and see if you need to amend things and how much more you got to do.
And I wonder if Major League Baseball will eventually step into it, and Major League Baseball will take action, because if Major League Baseball takes it out of the Yankees' hands, the Yankees are also, as an organization, they're dealing with this split that I was floored at. The Athletic had a had an article from their writer that was in the building. And this is a direct quote from a fan who talked to Capobianco as he was leaving the stadium, said, "I told him he was my hero for trying to save the Yankees. It's the championship game." Like, there is an actual split of people who are like, no, totally fine. He's just trying to help the team win. Nobody in there, think about that with the rational mind. Nobody thinks that that play was acceptable.
But if it were, exactly, but if it were against the Yankees, those Yankees fans would be like, ban that guy for life from everywhere. String him up, tar and feather. Yeah.
And here's the crazy part of all of this, I think, is if somehow the Yankees were able to Red Sox this and become the first team to ever do this, that guy probably gets, you know, a statue built in Monument Park.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, as dumb as this all is, it's like,
if somehow if somehow some way they do like do the unthinkable and they win this series, and like, you know, if Aaron Judge in that single that he hit in the eighth inning where he got an RBI, finally he got a hit, it should be noted the game was 10-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning at that point, right? But all the pressure was off. He got a hit. If that snaps him out of his slump, if Judge, Soto, Stanton, and Torres just go on this tear and they somehow, some way, Garrett Cole goes out and pitches a gem tonight, like, and they bounce back and they do the unthinkable, they do the improbable, they pull an 0-4 Red Sox in the ALCS and they erase the 0-3 hole, this dude will be a legend in New York forever.
I heard Swag, I think it was yesterday morning, say that in the World Series, no team down 0-3 has ever gone on to even force a Game 6, let alone a Game 7.
So, yeah.
We said that yesterday.
Did we say that yesterday? Hey, look, I get lost doing podcasting stuff.
No, it's okay. That's the thing. It's were they the fourth team to force a Game 5? Down 3-0?
Yeah, so it's like, I think like, it might be the fifth.
It's four, either way, it's fourth or fifth. Like, it's just, it doesn't happen. Yeah.
And there's been a lot of World Series.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, anytime you start like hearing like numbers like that around the World Series, like, yeah, this kind of, because, I mean, when you get to this point, you're supposed to be the best team from your league or playing the best at that particular time. And so, you know, you don't typically run into these kind of situations. So
yeah, they are the fourth. You're correct. A four-game sweep has happened 21 times. Five games, the series has been over three times. Now heading into the fourth Game 5 ever. So, I mean, it doesn't happen very often. And
crazy.
Yeah, but they've got Garrett Cole on the hill tonight, and they're going to try to keep this bad boy alive. And that's a wild part about this, is that those guys, full stop, complete idiots, but they will be viewed as heroes if, I might ask you this, if they force a Game 6 and become the first team to force a Game 6, do you think these guys get propped up in New York lore?
Probably.
Because they're already trying to right now.
Yeah, they'll get a deli sandwich named after them at multiple places in the city.
In New York, that's a high honor, man.
I know.
That's like getting a Thai dish named after you here in Portland. Like, you know,
Danny's angling for that now. Angling for it now.
Bro, I went to that Eames spot yesterday night before last. I got something to go. And my wife was like, "I'm not feeling very good." I'm like, "Oh darn! I guess I'm gonna have to eat that myself."
Yeah.
You know, for being a tremendously white city, we have like the best Thai food of any like major city in this country.
If it's a certain kind of Thai spot at the corner of 185th and West Union is listening, I would love to find an order of Rust fish sauce wings.
Told you, right there.
What would be a more tremendous honor? Getting your like favorite food that you like whatever it is, being named after you at a restaurant, mm-hmm. or having like a restaurant that is supremely popular, like an iconic, like, I know Gino's isn't like the best cheesesteak spot in Philly, but it's the one everyone knows.
Yeah.
Like, would you rather have a
well, there's two, there's Gino's and what? There's two, there's
Pat's?
I think that's, yes, yeah. There we go. Gino's and Pat's. Like,
would you rather have an iconic restaurant have something on the menu for you, or would you rather have like your favorite dish in the city at a smaller place be named after you?
Well, see, I'm going to go favorite dish, because like, you can have a sandwich named after you, but if it's not at a really good spot and you don't like it, mm-hmm. I mean,
then it's just clout, right?
But yeah. I feel like if you're a Philadelphian and you have one of the two most famous Philly spots naming that sandwich after you, and you're a Philadelphian, I have a feeling you love a Philly.
But what if you're like an icon, like you are a true dyed-in-the-wool Philly, like Philly sports fan, mm-hmm. but you're also a true dyed-in-the-wool Philly cheesesteak fan, and you're like, no, Geno's or Pat's is not it. It's got to be like the niche market spot down the street, mm-hmm. the corner store where they, you know, it's just not quite as popular, but everybody knows right. that's where you really go. And I just always like think about that. Like, what would you, not always think about that.
The hidden gem.
These are the dumb things that go through my head. Like, which would you rather have? And I think it's.
Yes.
I think I'm with Dusty. Yes. But yeah. I think I'm with Dusty. I think I'd rather just have my spot of the thing that I love.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like the more prominent restaurant.
And I guess I would like to say that I would hopefully if somebody decides to honor me with a dish or a sandwich.
You get some input.
I get some input.
There you go.
Well, it's even better though, in my opinion, if you're like, hey, go to this spot, ask for the Dusty.
Right?
Right? Yeah.
Which is a giant pickle sandwich.
Yeah, no, it's not. Actually, there was a cafe that my parents sold it to this gal, Colin, and she named a breakfast dish Dusty's Dilemma after me.
Mm.
And that was like, it was like, hey, you're going to want to go there, get the Dusty's Dilemma. And that there's something about that that's a lot better than, you know, if you go anywhere and, you know, if everybody knows the place, you just get lost in the menu, right? And you're probably not the go-to item. So I'd like the go-to item, or I'd like the go-to or off-the-menu item at a secret hole-in-the-wall place. That's where I'd want to go.
Like a Helvetia Tavern?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like that. Like that place.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.